Look! Listen! Hello!
How's everyone doing today? Welcome to the Finger Fix. I'm your host, Chris Lejeune, and together we'll be exploring not necessarily unpiling parts of the handheld universe. Instead, we'll be exploring the mythical parts of the musical universe. Let's go with that one. And the show is brought to you by Explosion.com, your source for some of the hottest video game news and reviews, home of TFF. Today will be kind of like a TFF radio kind of deal today. And, yeah. a lot of composers, you know, kind of go on songs. So I figured, you know, it would be a good idea to do a couple episodes like this. I'll probably do it once a week or so. If you got any requests, just comment. Or you could go to the contacts tab and see what happens, you know. You could give and say a lot of feedback. I mean, I appreciate it because that means people are actually watching the show and I'm getting the feedback, which is always a good thing. Got some chill music for you. Got some stuff that sounds like it should have been in Tron. That's pretty much late on in the show. I'm not going to go too crazy this time. Keep it pretty short. Like I said, the more people I get listening, the longer I'll do them. And I do enjoy it. And I appreciate the patience. As for the long hiatus, I was just exploring some options, things I could do with the show, you know, stuff like that, and where I really want to take it. And I'm kind of liking the direction right now. And just kind of stay tuned, and I'll tell you some more later. But right now, let's just jump right in and get it. Yeah, so we came out nice with Starkey Stars. I thought that was pretty fitting, you know? Pretty chill, pretty chill. I kind of like the vibe to it. I want to throw some lyrics into. Our show opened up with Ayama Hiroto with Carbon Rose. Got a sheet here, actually, that had the song with. And that's right, it's Carbon Rose. You know, he actually composed music with Final Fantasy, if a lot of people didn't know that. I'm not sure which games he did. But if you Google Ayama Hiroto, he comes up as composer for Final Fantasy, and I thought that was pretty interesting. They always have a nice surreal vibe to it. Real jazzy feel, you know, he's got a lot of influence. Or he got a lot of influence from jazz, from Miles Davis and stuff like that. That's pretty cool, you know. And just like Ryo or something like that. It's another composer, you know, just jazz. Just real jazzy. So you'd be surprised, you know. I'm gonna do a quick nod to the land of the rising sun right now. I think that's pretty dope that he did that. And you know, he collaborated with Nuja Bays and stuff like that. Speaking of, he had a track following that called 64 Part 1. That's the one with the real chopey high bass, you know. And if you didn't hear the bass, you gotta turn it up. Or put some headphones in. That's how you do it. And that song was on like one of the last two episodes of Samurai Champloo. It was probably one of my favorite series. Yeah, I was gonna kind of spoil it, but I'm against it. I'm against that. I'm not gonna spoil it for you. You should just check it out. Oh, and that song, we had Depth Effect, Draft Battle. Depth Effect. Effect. Draft Battle. And, that's a pretty chill video. I like the video, you know, it's very unique. It's kind of creative. I like how they did the graphic. There's no real graphics. They use a lot of nature shots and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. Just watch it, you know. Get a good vibe out of it if that's Jane too. If you want to be truth seeking. Shout out to Truth Seekers Radio. If you like what you're hearing right now, you might want to check them out. You know, they have a show on Tuesdays, Saturdays, stuff like that. Definitely got to pay an ode to them. Santana, Westbrook. Then, you know, we wanted to start these stars. Earlier, I was talking about Tron. I want to get into some of that goodness. Going retro a little bit. But speaking of, just don't mind the dubstep in the background. It's not going to be on for too long. And if you really hate it, I promise I'm not going to have you on here for too long. Too much longer. Going into Comtrues, Ether Drift. And I love that name, Comtrues. Makes you just want to sit around and take a quick second to kind of reverse the names of everything that you know. Trying to think of Tom Hanks. Whatever. Kick it. We'll be right back.
I can't let go.
Song, man, that was Flying Lotus, Tea Leaf Dancers, or Fly Leaf Dancers. Let's go with Fly Leaf Dancers. I promise I know my music. Because you know, I just kind of sit around, and this is what I do in my spare time. I just listen to music. But it's one or the other. And, you know, we went into the whole next part of this. You know, we started with Comptrues. That was Ether Drift by Comptrues. He's got some good stuff. He just came out with some new work. I think an album, actually. A Flying Lotus is coming out an album on October 1st. And if you didn't check out the video, short video he put up, I'll link it. I might link it. I'll see what I can do. And you should definitely check that out. It's called, if I'm not mistaken, because I get pretty into this stuff, but I want to double check for you. I really, really want to double check for you because I'm, it's that good at this point. So just bear with me. Until the Quiet Comes by Flying Lotus. It's a short film. Produced by, well, it's just by Khalil Joseph. If you didn't watch that yet and you're kind of into the whole vibe of Flying Lotus and you're into that little movement he's got going on, man, I really think you should check that out. It's art, you know, it's art. Just like video games, you know, there's just so many outlets for art. I think it's just unbelievable. I think it's cool that people just could find these avenues that just kind of go that barrel right through your freaking, yeah, I don't want to sound corny by saying heart, but you feel the song, you really do feel it. And like I said, I'll see what I can do. I'm gonna try to link that down there and just look below, and I should have, I'm gonna have a little track listing too. Also want to thank everybody else for listening. Now I'm not done with the music, you know. I'm done with the music, unfortunately, but, you know, following Comptrues, we had Toki Monster, Sweet Day. These are the brain feeder artists, but Toki Monster, Sweet Day, definitely.
It's a good track. She's cool. She seems cool. Like I said, she's on there. She's on Brain Freedom. She's on there with Thundercat. And I didn't put some Thundercat on here. It seemed a little bit out of place, but you should definitely check out Thundercat. Walking. The video Walking is swag. And it's funny because I'm sounding crazy right now. You know, this is just the loose side. This is, like I said, this is kind of what I do when I'm not just playing games, when I'm not just trying to stressing out and stuff like that. So that's why I made this. That's why I made TFF Radio, you know. Sometimes you want to play at Grand Theft Auto to shoot people, but me, I like to do that too, but I want to listen to music while I do it. Or whatever, you know. And well, I hope this helped, you know. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Twitter at Chris LeJean. I want to thank Explosion for kind of keeping the show moving, allowing me to do the show, and just, you know, hosting and stuff like that. I think that's pretty cool. Shout out to Nicola and everybody else on the team. The next episode is going to be about, do more mobile game review. I'm going to kind of go back to what I did in the second episode and go a little bit techie. So I'm going to be on a techness. I'm going to be a geek next episode, you know. And I'll make sure I wear my glasses and everything. As far as the show itself and where I'm going with it, well, you'll see. And I'll see, you know. Still surprising. It's still surprising what I come up with. It's still surprising what people suggest. So a lot of love for that. And thanks for listening.